we're watching it snowing out here. I'll just twinkle up here a little bit.
Members of the First Congregational Church in Grand Marais will find a new present for their services just in time for the Christmas season, a new piano donated by local jazz musician Chris Gillis. It's a restored baby grand that looks brand new, but has a long and storied history, and for Chris, has great personal significance.
Gosh, this was the piano that I grew up with, geez, on 69 Melbourne Street in Minneapolis. It all of a sudden, there it was in our small living room one day. It's a big piece of furniture for a small house, really. And this is only a baby grand. But it was gorgeous, black, gloss black, and it's a fun thing to just plunk around on. And my dad would give me little lessons and stuff, which I still use to this day, little secrets and mysteries that were part of his jazz improvisation world. He kind of scaled down for the kid.
Gillis says he was 7 or 8 years old when he started playing that piano and found the perfect teacher in his father, Frank.
Wow, Frank, my dad, Frank Gillis, was a professional piano player. He worked some jobs over at the U of M, but he played every weekend with really the hottest band in the Twin Cities area, with a famous cornetist, New Orleans-style cornetist named Doc Evans. And there was a handful of guys, 10 or 15 different guys in town, that would all play different gigs, different supper clubs. They even played the Walker Art Center, which was unheard of back in the day. Jazz in there. He was a gentle, very intelligent dude. And it was kind of fun to hang out with him on. You wouldn't think two people sitting on a bench. But that was me and my dad. It was like that.
God has this.
As I talk to Chris, it's evident how much this instrument means to him. His hands fly over the keys, knowing each one of them well. He simply can't keep from playing it.
Fingers, the feel, the touch of the keys is very different. I mean, they cleaned them all up, and it always had a nice soft touch as compared to other pianos, but this one especially.
So tell me about the piano. It's a Mason and Hamlin?
Mason and Hamlin, which, and this was made in 1914, the year he was born. I'm sure that had something to do with him buying it, and I'm sure it cost a fortune for my mom and dad back in the day. You know, when my folks retired, my mom Ruth and my dad retired up here in the 80s, they brought the piano with them, built an addition on the cabin actually to hold the piano. And then he passed in 1999, and it just stayed up in the cabin. We had nowhere really to go with a grand piano ourselves in our lives. And so it had seemed to fare fairly well for 20 years there. So it's been up there ever since, something 30 years. And because of the temperature changes and the natural weather scene, the four seasons, the temperature changes move so slowly, they don't affect the piano.
Wow.
If you bring this out into the cold right now, the whole thing will bust apart in pieces. Huh. you know, immediately. And if you left it in the cold place all winter, it would be okay if it's the cooling was slow, like autumn. Lovely tones. Now, it didn't sound like this, of course, in the cabin. It had a nice sound, and a well-known choral music teacher and piano player, Bill Beckstrand, came up and said, "You know, this is a special piano, not only because of your dad, and but because Mason Hamlin, 1914, it was comparable to any piano, including Steinway, on the market. So we decided we would give it to the church, because, man, it's just getting eaten up by the sun and the elements, and I wasn't really using it. Our cabin is rented out much of the summer, and so there's other people in there, and we decided to donate it to the church. This is our home church, what they call the Congo Church. It's the first congregational church of Grand Marais.
Just in time for Christmas.
Yeah, yeah, really, just about. They hauled it down to, a bunch of people hauled it down to Stillwater, where it was rebuilt. Now it has this.
I asked Gillis what it meant to him to donate a beloved instrument to his church.
Well, it's just a lovely thing, because we moved here now, my wife and I, and I can come play it. Just walk in like you and I are doing right now. But mostly because of being able to play on some church services. We're just getting ready to think about what to do, how to do that, when to do that. Evans tune that was a favorite.
Gillis still plays often in the area, playing tunes like that one, Waltz for Debbie. And in a way, playing jazz and worship music for Cook County is like following in his father's footsteps.
I bet your dad would have appreciated this.
Oh, yeah. He would have, man. I mean, neither of my folks were churchgoers. And in fact, when he would play the concerts up here, play Friday night at the Betsy Bowen's gallery when I still had the theater seating in there. They play Saturday night at the Lutheran Church and Sunday services at the Lutheran Church, which he didn't really go for, man. And there was a point there where he said, Christopher, you take it over, man. You do it.
Here you are.
And here I am, yeah.
WTIP, I'm Will Moore.
Page 472 in the hymnal.